弟兄姐妹，主日平安。
Good morning, sisters, brothers. Peace be with you.
今天早上这个美丽的主日，好像稍微有点冷哈。
So this morning, so our Sunday is a little bit cold.
这个就是所谓的倒冲寒，是吧
？I don't know how to say it.
虽然我们知道今天早上冷，但是我们大家都明白，春天来了。前面就是，美丽的春天，鲜花开放的春天。
So today is a little bit cold, but we know we have a hope in front of us because we know the spring is coming.
所以我在想，这个好像我们的天路历程一样，我们知道，有的时候我们会遇到一些考验，就像这个今天早上的冷天一样。但是呢，我们知道有美好的永生等着我们，是我们所向往的地方，等着我们。
So it is like our spiritual journey. Although sometimes there is a hard times, difficult time, but we know the eternal life is ahead of us. We have a hope.
所以，当你遇到这样的天气的时候，你就马上回想到我们的信心的路程、天力的路程。
So when you think of weather like today, it reminds you about your spiritual journey.
也感谢君望和优君两位今天早上给我们唱诗的带领，满满的爱。
Thanks for brother Junwang and sister Yujun for the hymn. They give us a hope, a lift of spiritual.
Full of love.
Full of love.
今天早上好像是一个非常特别的日子。
So today is a very special morning.
你知道吗？啊？
Do you know why?
今天是3月16号，3、16这几个数字呢，对我们基督徒来讲的话，是个非常让我们听起来马上就非常敏感、非常感恩的日子。
So today is March 16th, 3 and 16 is very sensitive to our Christian because it reminds us about some important words in Bible.
Yeah, 这全是因为在圣经当中，约翰福音3章16节。这段著名的经文，所以每一个基督徒，我们的脑子里头一说3、16，第一个想到的是 John 3:16。
So it's John 3:16. This is the most important and beautiful verse in the Bible. And wherever we see 3 and 16, it reminds us about the Gospel John 3:16.
Yeah, 我知道我们很多的基督徒，他们用 John 3:16 做他们的 password，做他们的密码。
So we know a lot of Christians, including some of us, we use 3 and 16 as our password.
在一个月前的时候呢，我就开始准备今天的信息。
So I have been preparing today's message months ago.
按照我原来的计划呢，我应该是讲基督徒成圣的生活，这是我今年一年的讲道信息的计划。
So according to my plan of my sermon sequence today, I'm going to preach about the holy road.
大概我已经准备的很多了，但是有一天世军弟兄在一个月前打电话给我，他说：“哎，这个你讲到的这一天正好是3月16号，很多的教会据说今天因为这个三月十六号跟我们的这个约翰福音3章16节的这几个数字巧合，所以很多的教会准备今天讲，约翰福音3章16节。”
So for my usual schedule, I already finished preparing my sermon, but one day, Brother John called me today, says, the date you are going to preach is actually March 16. You know, a lot of church, on this special day, March 16, they're going to talk about the Gospel John 3:16.
所以他跟我一讲，我马上想到，哇，如果全世界的教会今天都在讲这个约翰福音3章16节，这是一个多么美妙的事情啊！
So after my conversation with Brother John, then there's a thought is in my mind. So on this special day, March 16, if all the churches all over the world, we all talk about John 3:16, this is such a beautiful thing.
所以我告诉世君说，好，我来写。我要写读经，要重新读 John 3:16，然后我也要 思考也要祷告。
So I just tell a brother John says, "Okay, I am going to preach John 3:16, but I need to inspiration. I need my inspiration. I need to read and I need to pray."
所以这段时间来，我一直翻来覆去的在读这个约翰福音三章，而且呢，我也听了很多很多的这个属灵前辈，他们关于约翰福音3:16的讲道。如果你要在internet 去听的话，有很多很多这样的讲道。
So for the past, sometimes I have been listened to John 3:16, and also I listened to a lot of sermons, preaching about John 3:16. If you check the internet, you will find so many sermons or so many inspirations about like John 3:16.
经过这一个过程之后呢，我的心真的是感觉到非常的震撼。
So after this searching, studying of the spiritual journey, I have this great revival of my heart.
我真的是感受到，就好像又打开了一个五彩缤纷的一个万千世界。
It feels like the whole world opened in front of me.
这个读这段经文的时候，新的发现、新的领受、新的感动，它就像这个春天原野里的野花一样，漂美丽的花朵一样，一个一个的朝着我微笑。
So when I repeatedly read John 3:16, there's so many new inspirations just open in front of me. It's like the flower in the spring, just one by one open in front of me.
这些很多的感动，他就跳起来，在脑海里头跳起来，感动我。
Many inspiration in my head just popping up in my head make me inspired.
所以我真的非常感谢神给我这样的感动，我今天要把这样的感动讲给大家听。
I'm so thankful God put this inspiration in front of me. So today I'm going to share my inspiration with you.
我忘记打开我的 slides，打开我的这个幻灯了。这个约翰福音3:16呢，它是圣经当中最美丽、最宝贵的一段经节。
So John 3:16 is the most beautiful and precious words in the
我
Bible.
现在邀请我们众弟兄姐妹，大家一起来高声朗读这段经文，
So let's read together of these words.
然后我们一起来同声朗读。神爱
For
世
God
人。
so loved the
甚至
world that
将
he
他
gave
的
his
独生
one
子
and
赐
only
给
son.
他们，叫一切信他的
shall
不
not
至灭
perish,
亡，
but
反
have
得永
eternal
生。
life.
阿门。
Amen.
这段美丽的经节，它是圣经当中的圣经，
So it is the Bible among Bible,
福音中福音。
the Gospel among Gospel.
这个世界上没有任何的语言能够像这一节经文，能够全面的、准确的、清晰的告诉我们，概括出来什么是神，什么是福音。
So no language in the world can tell us so clearly what God is and what relationship God has with us.
他告诉我们，我们与神与我们的关系。
It tells us the God's relationship with us.
这段经文呢，它高度的。很准确的概括了神爱世人，他的救赎的计划与赐我们永生生命的计划。
So this passage highly summarizes God's love for the world, His salvation, and His grand plan to give us eternal life.
2000多年来，这一段经文成为所有的基督徒他们的信仰的精髓，他们的核心，信仰的核心和根基。
So for 2,000 years, this passage has been the essence, core, and foundation of the Christian faith.
所以用这段经文要我来讲到，我真的感到自己不配。
So I really feel unworthy to preach this passage.
一个是因为这一节经文，短短的一节经文，它包含了如此巨大的信息，它就是整个圣经的全部。
First, because this verse contains such a huge message, it is the whole Bible.
这么多的信息，我怎么能够在几十分钟之内给它讲清楚呢？
So how can I finish it in just a few dozens of minutes?
第二就是这段经文，它是如此的准确、精辟、清晰的概括了神的道理。
Secondly, this passage is so insightful, clear, and accurate.
再多说一句话都是多余。
Saying one more word is redundant.
那我根本不配再讲什么。
I'm not worthy to say anything more.
这个世界上任何一个人听到这一段话的时候，他马上就会明白是什么意思。
So in this world, any person who hears this message, they understand what's the meaning of this passage.
但是我们刚才讲了，今天是一个特殊的日子，现在是一个非常重要的时刻。
But today is such a special day, and now is such an important moment.
所以，就让我们众弟兄姐妹，我们一起来，我们再重新读这一段伟大的经节，来重新认识我们神的爱的伟大。
So let us read this great passage again, re-recognize God's great love.
也重新确认我们自己的信仰，重新确认我们对主耶稣基督的爱。
So reconfirm our faith and repossess our love for the Lord Jesus.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父神，你爱我们，在创世之初，你就为我们预备了救恩的道理。
Dear Abba Father, God, you love us. When we were still in our mother's womb, you already prepared for us.
当我们还在母腹的时候，你就纪念我们。
So we were still formed, you already prepared our way.
当我们软弱、没有能够尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱我们神的时候，你仍然爱我们。
When we are weak, unable to love Lord our God with all our heart, faith, righteousness, and strength, you still love us.
当我们有时被你干犯你的时候，你的慈爱与恩典仍然与我们同在。
When we sometimes rebel against you, your love and grace are still with us.
阿爸父神，今天我们要重读约翰福音三章十六节。
Abba Father, God, today we're going to read Gospel John 3:16 again,
我们要重新体会你的长阔高深的大爱。
and re-experience your great love for us.
我们要重新确立我们在主耶稣基督的信心和圣灵的感动。
So we're going to re-establish our faith in the Lord Jesus and the inspiration of Holy Spirit.
求神，你与我们同在。愿你的圣灵，感动我们，愿你悦纳我们的敬拜和赞美。
May you be with us today and you accept our worship and praise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
阿门。约翰福音三章十六节，这短短的30个字，5句话。
John 3:16 only has 30 words and 5 sentences.
却包含了整个福音的全部真理。
But it includes the whole truth of the gospel.
首先，这节经文开宗明义的就告诉我们，神爱世人。
First of all, this verse tells us that God loves the world and God is love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
这个"爱"这个字呢，在人类的语言当中，它是一个非常运用最广的一个字儿。
So the word love is widely used by human.
这个字儿呢，大家知道带有感情、浪漫色彩，甚至有的时候是一种有感情、浪漫、带有魔力的一个字。
So in our language, love is emotional, romantic, and magical.
当有人告诉你说"我爱你"，你是什么感觉呢？
When someone tells you, "I love you," how do you feel about that?
如果有人告诉你"我爱你"，你的心一定会马上就变得很温柔。
If someone tell you "I love you," your heart will surely be gentle,
你的脸一定会露出笑容。
and your face will surely be smiling,
你的心也会感到很感动。
and your heart is moved. by this impression.
但是神的爱却超越了人的这种情怀和浪漫的这个色彩。
But God's love transcends human emotions and romantic feelings.
所以，当我们要从这个圣经的角度上去读这段经文的时候呢，我们要真的问一下我们自己：我们真的理解这个“爱”这个字眼吗？
So we have to ask ourselves from the perspective of the Bible, do we really understand God's love?
首先，神的爱呢，它是预定的。
First, God's love is a predetermined love.
我们人的爱。我们认识一个人，我们才能够跟他建立关系，我们才能跟他有爱的这种表达。
So we must know this person first, then we can have this lovely relationship and expression with them.
但是神的爱不一样。
But God's love is different.
以弗所书1:4告诉我们说，
Efficiency.
如神从创立世纪以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他的面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Ephesians 1:4, for he chosen us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
哇哦！神的爱在创世之前就已经爱我们了。
God's love is before the creation of the world.
人的爱不是这样，所以我们无法能够用人的爱去理解神的爱。
So we can't, as a human, we can't understand God's love from a human perspective.
诗篇139:13也这样说：“我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你复辟我。”
Psalms 139:13, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
当我们在妈妈的肚子里头刚刚成长的时候，神已经开始复辟我们，他
So,
在
when
保
we
守我
were
们。
still in our mother's womb, were forming, God already knew us, already knit me together.
这个就是基督徒为什么坚决反对堕胎的理由。
So, this is the reason why so many Christians they oppose abortion.
我们如果一个生命，他在母腹的时候，神就已经开始复辟他，保守他。
If a life is forming in his mother's womb, God already guarded him or her, already know him or her.
我们一个人有什么权利能够想要终止这个生命，就终止这个生命呢？
So, as a human, we don't have any sense to terminate this life.
神的爱，它也是一个公义圣洁的爱。
God's love is also a holy and righteous love.
神的爱不是乱爱，
God's love is not indiscriminate love.
也不是说它是没有道德标准的，也不是说它随随便便的一种没有条件的软弱之爱。
It's not a weak love without a moral standard and conditions.
我曾经跟我太太也有一些讨论。大家知道现在有一个所谓的成功升学，
So I used to have a discussion with my wife, and we know some people they talk about successful
叫做
godly
prosperity gospel。
prosperity gospel
你要听这个成功升学的讲道的时候呢，他们自始至终
prosper pro
讲神的爱讲得很好，讲的神要爱我们。他要赐我们今生的成功，赐我们今生的健康，赐我们今生的荣华。
When you listen to prosperity perspective, and they will talk about if God love you, God will give you good health, give you wealth.
但是自始至终，他们不会提人的罪、悔改和赦免、救赎这些字眼。
So they will never mention about sin, mention about repentant. Mention about the redemption.
我们知道这不是神的爱的全部。
So we know their perspective is not the whole perspective of God's love.
神他爱，他也恨。
God loves, but God also hates.
神的爱是爱憎分明的爱。
So God's love is black and white.
他怜悯罪人，但是神恨恶罪恶。
He has mercy on sinner, but God hates sin.
神的爱，他不仅爱，而且他要真真实实的在我们中间表明出来给我们看。
God not only loves, but truly shows his love among us to us.
要我们来效法他的爱。
So we can imitate God's love.
哇，这个是跟我们人的爱的最大的区别，我认为是。
I think that's the biggest difference from humans' love, between humans' love and God's love.
我刚才讲了，这个"爱"这个字是我们人用的最多的一个字儿。
I mentioned love is widely used by us.
但是呢，我们人的爱是一个 lip service。
So, but our love is lecturers,
lip service，
lip service. OK, 嘴唇的，嘴上说的。
就是我们嘴唇上说一下的。我们说爱，但是我们没有付诸行动的爱。
Yeah, we say we love someone, but we never put demonstrate you love that person.
如果有谁能够理解这个 lip service 的含义的话，就是说爱的这个含义的话，回去问问我们的太太，就最明
So,
白。
if you want to understand what lip service meaning of the love, maybe you can go home ask your spouse.
但是，约翰福音1章18节这样说，从来没有人看见神。只有在复回里的独生子将它表明出来。
So in John 1:18, no one has ever seen God, but the one, the only Son, who is himself God, is the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known.
我读这节经文的时候呢，我在想，从来没有人看见过真正的爱，只有复回里的独生子把真正的爱表明出来。
So when I read these words, I know no one really knows what I is, but the God's Son, only Son, demonstrated this love to us.
耶稣基督他道成肉身，住在我们中间，他就是要把充充满满的把恩典，有恩典，有真理，将神的爱完完全全的表明给我们看。
Jesus Christ became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth, and showed us God's love.
让我们明白什么是爱。
So we can understand what is a true love.
神的爱呢，它也是普世爱。
God's love is universal love.
神爱世人，这是一个多么美妙的事情。
God loves the world, and this love is the most important thing in the world.
它美妙是因为这个爱，它是普世性的，它是包容性的。
It's wonderful because this love is universal and inclusive.
它跟我们的爱不一样，它的爱是不分美丑、不分优劣、不分贵贱，它也不在乎被爱者的这个地位、功德。他的名声，
So God's love is different from human's love because God's love does not distinguish between beauty and ugliness, superiority and inferiority, and does not care about the status and the merits of the loved ones.
即使人背离了神的旨意，神仍然没有放弃我们，他仍然爱我们。
Even if humans rebel against God's will, God still does not give up.
这就是神的普世的爱，
This is God's universal love.
所以我们常常讲"人生而平等"的这句话，在神普世的爱里头是得到了完美的体现。
Therefore, all people are born equal, which is perfectly reflected in God's presence.
神爱所有的人，
God loves everyone.
耶稣基督他爱税吏，看见马太在树上。想看他，想接近他的时候，他就向马太招招手说："马太，我今天就要到你家坐席。
So Jesus loved the tax collector as Matthew. When Matthew climbing on the tree, Jesus saw him and says, Matthew, come down. Today I'm going to go have dinner with you at your house.
”当一群法利赛人把一个行淫的妇人 带到耶稣基督面前，要把他打死，因为他道德沦丧，要把他打死的时候。
So when this prostitute is committed adultery and the Pharisees is going to stone her.
耶稣却慈祥地对他讲：“女儿，你放心的去吧，
But,
我也不定你的罪。
but Jesus says, Daughter, you can go. No one can condemn you.
”但是以后再不要犯罪了。
But in the future, do not sin again.
当一个兵丁要去抓拿耶稣，要逮捕他，要处死他的时候。
When a soldier who wants to arrest Jesus, wants to kill Jesus.
彼得为了保护耶稣，拿起刀来割下了那个兵丁的耳朵。
So in order to protect Jesus, Peter used his sword to cut off the ear of this person.
耶稣基督却斥责彼得，然后用他慈爱的手把那个兵丁的受伤的耳朵给他医好。
And Jesus scolded Peter, and he used his nailed hand, his injured hand, to restore the sinner's ear.
当耶稣基督挂在十字架上，极度痛苦的时候。
So when Jesus is on the cross, he was in agony.
在这样非常痛苦的时候，他仍然扭头看他旁边那个强盗。当那个强盗呼求他的时候，他跟他说：“你今天就要和我在乐园里头。”
So when Jesus is in such suffering, he still pay attention to the two persons, two robbers who hung on the cross together with him and says, Today, you can go home with me.
当耶稣基督知道犹大要出卖他之前的时候，在他们最后晚餐的时候，耶稣基督仍然弯腰为犹大洗脚。
So at the Last Supper, before Judas just betrayed Jesus, Jesus still loved Judas and he's still washing his feet for him.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们读圣经的时候，回想起这一幕幕，我们的心是什么样的心情呢？
So sisters, brothers, when we look at the Bible, read Bible, when those pictures show in front of us, how do you think about the great example of our Jesus?
我常常感觉到我的眼睛非常的荣实，在看读到这些经文的时候，我们的人的爱，没有什么人的爱能够比这样的爱。
When I read the Bible demonstrating how Jesus loves a human, so I always know in our life, there is not possible we can love people with such great love.
马太福音5:45说，因为他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
So in Matthew 5:45, he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and send rain on the righteousness and the unrighteous.
耶稣基督的这个普世的爱，从这个被爱者，从施爱者和被爱者的这个身份这个悬殊对比来讲的话，同样令人惊叹。
So this universal love from the contrast between the giver of the love and the beloved really amazes us.
这个赐给我们爱的这个对象，他是如此的伟大，如此的尊贵，如此的公义。
So the person who gave us this love is so respectful and so precious.
他是创造宇宙万物的主宰，万有在他，命有而有，命立就立。
So he created the whole universe and everything is existed by his words. And he can decide everything in this world.
然而他却选择了我们世人。
But God chose us, the sinful human.
英文里头讲 ，God so loved the world.
So 英文说，神如此的爱世人。
中文在翻译的时候没法翻译出 so loved the world。所以我觉得英文在这个时候更准确。
So in a Chinese language, we can't translate the English word, God so loved the world, so loved the world. So there is no comparable translation for Chinese words.
世人是什么呢?
So what I mean, human.
世人并没有这么伟大。
So the human is not worthy.
世人既不伟大，也不圣洁，不值得神去爱。
So the human, they're not mighty, they're not merciful, does not worthy God's great love.
大家知道，圣经当中在讲到世人的时候，常常带有负面的意思，负面的含义。
So we know when Bible talking about humans in this world, always use a negative meaning to it.
如果大家继续读下去，从《约翰福音》3章16节继续读到19章，19节22节的时候说，光来到世界，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，到爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
So when we continue to read until verse 21, so light has come into the world, but people love the darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
所以这个被爱的对象，他是一个什么状态呢？
So what is the state of this receiver of the love?
我们可以看到，这个被爱的对象，这个世人，他的行为是恶的，他活在黑暗之中。
So we know this receiver of the love, they are sinful. They live in darkness.
他也不喜欢光。
They don't like light.
是被定罪的，是将要灭亡的。
They're condemned and they will be perished.
也就是说，世人没有希望，没有将来。
In other words, the people on this world has no hope, no future.
弟兄姐妹们，我们世人本不值得爱。
Brothers and sisters, the world, people are not worthy of being loved.
那在我们人的思维当中，如果我们爱一个人，是因为这个人或者美丽，或者正直，或者有才华，才值得我们去爱， right?
So you, in human wisdom, only beautiful, authentic, and talented people are worthy of love.
然而耶稣基督却说，神爱世人。
But Jesus says, God loved the world.
一个圣洁、全能、公义、怜悯、恩慈的上帝，却选择了爱一个本不值得爱的世人。
The holy, almighty, just, merciful, and gracious God chose to love us who are not worthy of the love.
God so loved the world. 这真的令人惊叹。
God so loved the world is truly amazing.
我在准备这个信息的时候，我就一次一次的读这个英文 "God so loved the world."
So when I
我想这个话
preparing this sermon, I'm just continuously read these words. God so loved the world.
这个比一个尊贵的君王、君主，他俯下身来，对一个衣衫褴褛的贫苦的平民说："我爱你。" 更令人惊叹。
This is more amazing than a noble and glorious king stooping down and saying, I love you to a wretched and poor civilian.
几千年来，人们总是在思考这个问题，基督徒也在思考这个问题：神到底爱我们有多少？
So in the past, the human generation has been thinking about this question, how much God loves us?
保罗在以弗所书3章18节到19节这样描述过。
So Paul described this type of this love in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18 to 19.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
May have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to measure of the all fullness of God.
保罗用长阔高深一个四维空间来描述神的爱。
So Paul used the four-dimensional words to describe this love: length, width, height, and depth.
我们人是活在三维空间当中，我们只能量长、宽、高。
We humans live in a three-dimensional space, so we can only use a three-dimensional space of length, width, and height to measure the size of an object.
没法量这个深。
So we can't measure depth.
如果有个人告诉你，我深深的爱你，你去量量他的这个深深的爱你有多深，量不出来。
So if someone tell you, "I love you deeply," but you can't measure how deep is this deeply mean?
因为神的爱是来自于一个，不是来自于这个世界，是来自于另外一个世界。
Because God's love does not come from this world we're familiar with. God's love comes from another world.
保罗告诉我们，神的爱无法测度。
So Paul tells us there is no measurement for the love that God has for us.
神的爱呢，它也是给予的爱，它不是自私索取的爱。
God's love is not selfish love and is selfless love.
我刚才讲了，英文在这个地方更生动：God so loved the world。
So the English expression here is more vivid. God so loved the world.
他 so loved the world, 爱到一个程度的时候，他怎么做了什么呢？他给予我们，他要赐给我们。
So God loves us so much to such an extent that He wants to give us.
他要赐给我们一个礼物。
So He wants to give us a great gift.
我们人在讲爱的时候呢，常常是讲意味着占有。拥有，或者是得到一个什么东西。
As a human, when we said love, we often mean to possess, own, or get.
我们爱一个东西的时候，我们就希望拥有它，我们也舍不得跟别人分享。
So when we love something too much, we often want to own it, or reluctant to share it with others.
当我们说爱一个人的时候，其实是因为我们得到了那个人的爱。
So more often, when we say we love someone, it's actually we receive the love from that person.
不管这个人是我们的爱人，或者是我们的父母，还是我们的孩子，
Whether this person is our lover, spouse, or our parents, or our children,
还是我们的朋友，
or our friend.
当我们讨论我们非常爱某一个人的时候，我们常常会分享我们跟这个人在一起很多难忘的、充满了爱的、有爱的，或者是充满了感情、充满了爱的很多的时光。
So we will talk about how much we love someone. We often share many good memories, happiness that we had with that person.
我们从来不会听到一个人他声情并茂的、感情激动的去告诉大家他如何如何爱一个给他带来痛苦的人。
We never heard a person talk passionately about how he loved a person who brings endless suffering to him.
一句话，人的爱是得到回报的爱。
So in a word, human's love is a love that is rewarded conditional.
是有条件的爱。
Is a conditional love.
然而，神的爱却是无私的，它是无条件的，是完全的，是预定的。
However, God's love is a selfless love, unconditional love.
他爱的对象是给他带来痛悔、忧伤的。
The receiver of God's love only brings him remorse and sorrow.
啊，《创世纪》6章到6节这样讲：耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大。终日所思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
Genesis 6:5-6. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of human race and had become on the earth, that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil. All the time, the Lord regretted, and he had made a human being on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled.
神亲手创造的世人，给他带来的是痛悔和忧伤。
The human created by God bring him only remorse and sorrow.
然而，神仍然选择爱我们。
But God still choose to love us.
所以，约翰福音3:16这里大声地向我们呼喊：神爱世人。
John 3:16 call us out in a deafening voice. God loves the world.
他的爱是绝对的，是完全的，是无私的，不取决于我们的状态。
God's love is absolute, complete, and selfless. It not depends on our state.
更惊叹的是，在这里，神爱我们，给予我们的是什么呢？竟然是给予我们的，不是他创造的这个荣华世界，也不是他任何其他的创造的东西，他给予我们的。是他的独生爱子。
What is even more amazing is that what God has given us is not the lovely world He has created for us. God's love He gives us is His only beloved, only Son, Jesus Christ.
在整本圣经当中读的时候，我们看到描述神的这个感情色彩的地方呢，描述他喜悦的方面。的笔墨不是很多。
So there are not many passages in Bible that describe God's joy or happiness.
大部分的时候描述他看到人的罪恶之后引起的痛苦、忧伤，还有他的震怒，这些方面的笔墨描写的比较多。
Most of them describe God's sorrow, remorse, and anger caused by human sin, as well as God's grand plan of salvation.
但是有一处经文，我想向大家介绍的是，他解释了神他快乐、他喜悦的一面。
There is one passage that shows us God's joyful emotions.
那就是当主耶稣基督在约旦河受到施洗，约翰施洗了以后，就有一个声音从天上的声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
So this is when the Lord Jesus was completely obedient, was baptized by John the Baptist in Jordan River. God says, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
当主耶稣基督在登山变相的时候呢，也有他的门徒也听到同样的从天上来的声音，说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So when Lord Jesus was transfigured on the mount, we also heard the same voice from heaven, the Father expressing his joy for his only beloved son.
”这里你可以看到父神对他独生子的一个爱，一个喜悦。的一个感情，
From this, we can see that Jesus is God's beloved son, in which God is pleased.
然而，神把他最喜爱的独生子，他的生命赐给了我们。
However, God gave his only son, beloved son, in which he is pleased to us who had caused him sorrow.
所以，神赐给。让他忧伤，让他痛悔的，我们的礼物竟然是他独生子的生命。
So God gave this great gift for the person who caused all those troubles and sorrow as his only son.
罗马书5:8这里告诉我们，唯有基督在我们还是做罪人的时候为我们死，神爱就在此向我们显明了。
In Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinner, Christ died for us.
耶稣基督的爱是舍命的爱。
So Jesus' love is a sacrificing love.
我们想，人想要努力的了解神爱我们到底有多少、有多大的时候呢，我们要看看，到底神为我们付出了多少，付出了多大。
So when we pursue how much love God has given us, we have to look at the perspective, how much God sacrificed for us.
这个礼物有多大呢？是耶稣基督的生命，是他独生爱子的生命。
How big is this gift? This gift is God's only son's life.
我们在座的父亲们，我们来思考一下这个问题。
So, Father, here, let us think about what is this most precious love?
你想一想，你自己生命当中，你最重宝贵的东西是什么？
Think about your own life. What are the most precious things to you?
最重要的、最宝贵的东西，
The most important precious thing.
是你的生命吗？
Is that your own life?
不是你的生命，是
No.
你子女的生命。
No, probably it is the life of your children.
如果当你的儿女他的生命受到威胁的时候，你会不顾自己的生命去求得他的平安，
So
如果可以的话。
when your children's life are threatened, you would like to use your own life to buy their safety.
可是，这个创造宇宙天地万物的阿爸父神，他却把他自己的最钟爱的独生爱子的生命给了我们。
However, the true God who created the whole universe and heaven and all things in this world, He gave us His most beloved only Son.
为了要我们有一个永生，
God wants us, the human, has a life.
我常常在想，神是创造天地万物的神，他有很宝贵的东西，天地万物在他的掌控之中。他把天地万物，按照我们人的思维，我们人传给我们的孩子是我们的财产、我们的财富、我们的房子等等等等，right？我们从来没有把我们的，我们也不可能把我们的生命给他们。
So when we think about God, we know God created the heaven, created all the things in this world. And when we think about our children, we can't give our life to our children.
为什么神不把他创造的荣华世界给我们，而是选择把他独生爱子的生命给我们呢？
Why God did not give the world that He created, all the beautiful things in this world, give to us, but instead He gave us His beloved only Son's life to us?
因为他独生爱子的生命给了我们以后，我们可以得到比这个荣华世界更好的东西，是我们在神里头永生的盼望，永生的荣耀。
But we know. When God gave us His Son, His only Son's life, that we can have this eternal life in God is better than anything else, any beautiful things in this world.
神真的把他的最好的东西给了我们。
God gave the most precious things to us.
这就是神的爱有多大。
So, this is how great God's love is.
有一首诗歌，这样唱道，就是，真神之爱伟大无穷，口舌笔墨难以形容。我唱的五音不全啊。
There's a hymn that goes like this: The love of God is so great and boundless that it's hard to describe with a word or writing.
弟兄姐妹们，神为我们付出的爱真的是难以测度、难以理解、难以形容。
Brothers and sisters, the price God paid to love us is truly incomprehensible, immeasurable, and indescribable.
只有等有一天我们回到了天家之后，成的时候，也许我们那个时候可以完全的理解。
Maybe one day when we return to heaven and face our Heavenly Father, perhaps we will fully understand it.
神的爱也是拣选的爱。
God's love is a choosing love.
这里在以弗所书1:4的时候，这里讲，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他的面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。那你翻译，有记得可能。 Okay,
so it's in Ephesians 1 to 4. For he chose us in him because the creation of the world is to be holy and blameless in his sight.
所以这里我们可以看到, 在基督里接受了我们, 所以神的爱, 祂只临到一切, 信耶稣基督的人, 神的赦罪的爱, 只临到信他的人。
So we can see God's love of forgiveness only reach all who believe in him.
对，我们刚才讲到神的爱是普世爱，祂的爱长阔高深，祂惠及一切的一切的世人，就是罪大的罪人。保罗说，罪魁中的罪魁，神也爱。
So we just said that God's love is universal. His love is so big, so wide, so high, so deep that it can benefit even the greatest sinners. As Paul says, he is the chief of the sinner.
但是神的爱也是非常狭窄的，特许的爱。
And also God's love is narrow and special.
窄到只有信耶稣基督的人才能够得到这个接血的爱。
It's so narrow that it's only for sinners who believe in the only Son.
只有一切信他独生爱子的人才能够得到赦罪的爱，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Only those who believe in his only Son can receive the love of forgiveness of sins and will not perish and will have eternal life.
这就是这里叫一切信他的含义。
So that means for whoever believes in him.
千百年来，这个叫一切信他的这个宣称呢，让很多很多自称为义人的人百思不得其解。
For thousands of years, this claim of whoever believes in him has puzzled many people who claim to be righteous.
在耶稣时代，那些身份高贵、表面虔诚、数读律法的法利赛人。
In this time, the Pharisees who were noble, seemingly pious.
当他们看到耶稣基督赦免道德败坏的妓女，结交罪恶深重的税吏。 医治贫穷苦命的这个瞎子的时候，他们就捶胸顿足。
So they familiarized the law, but they were indignant when they saw Jesus pardoning a morally corrupted prostitute, making friends with sinful tax collectors, and healing a poor and miserable blind man.
他们义愤填膺地谴责耶稣基督：“你怎么能在安息日干这个事情呢？”
They blame Jesus. How can you do those things, do the healing on Sabbath day?
这种人历代层出不穷。
So such persons have emerged in the endless throughout the ages.
直到现在，常常会有人自认为他们是真正相信的，只有他们才是追求真理的。
Even today, there are still people who think that they are the only ones who truly believe, the only ones who pursue the truth.
只有他们才是义人。
And only they are the righteous person.
但是主耶稣基督在这里大声地宣告，叫一切信他的。
However, the Lord Jesus loudly declares here, all who believe in him.
叫一切信他的。 领受他的拣选的爱，领受他赦命的爱，领受他赎罪的爱，领受他永生的爱。
All who believes in him will receive his truth and love, his love of sacrificing his life, his love of redemption, the love of eternal life.
我们刚才讲了，已经讲到耶稣的爱，神的爱也是赦罪的爱。
So we know God's love is a forgiving love.
神爱我们，他舍我们的罪，他就是要我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
God's love, God is going to forgive us, and we're not going to be perished, but we're going to have this eternal life.
大家想象，我们人类任何一个人一出生的时候，就开始在灭亡的道路上奔跑。
We can imagine after you You were born, you are on the road of destruction.
年轻的时候我们感觉不到，年纪慢慢的大了以后，我们知道我们生命就像个 clock，就像一个表一样，噔噔噔，一直在接近终点的方向跑。
When we are young, we may not realize, but when we become a little bit older, we know we're just like a clock, we're running toward end of our life.
因着罪的缘故，没有一个人能够在，全能的在公义的神面前站立得住脚。
So we know because of the sin, no one can stand firm in front of our God.
但是神接着耶稣基督赐下耶稣基他的独生爱子耶稣基督给我们指了一条通向永生的道路。
However, God gave us His only Son, Jesus Christ, with love, patience, and sacrifice that we cannot imagine, point out the way for us to reconcile with God and lead to eternal life.
所以耶稣基督他大声的在疾呼：“我就是道路。”真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。他在向我们指明一条道路。
So Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
因为神在耶稣基督的身上施行了我们当得的审判。
Because from Jesus Christ, God executed the judgment we deserve.
让一切信他的。罪得赦免，得到神所赐的公义。
So that all those who believe in him can be forgiven of their sin and receive the righteousness given by God.
当我们来到耶稣基督里面的时候，保罗告诉我们：若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，看哪，一切都更新了。
So Paul tells us if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old one has gone. The new is here.
当我们有了重生的生命以后，我们渴慕神的话语，我们就必然就像那鹿渴慕溪水一样。
Under the guidance of Holy Spirit, this new life is a long for God's word, like a deer longs for a stream of water.
爱神的心呢，就一天心思一天。
So the heart that loves God will be renewed day by day.
所以生死的爱是一个改变生命的爱。
Therefore, God's love is also a love that changes people's lives.
最后，神的爱，它是永生的爱，
God's love is eternal love.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
永生的爱，一方面是指神的爱，就像他神自己一样，他是自由的拥有，是无始无终。
Eternal life, on the other hand, means that God's love, like God himself, is his heavenly attributes, eternal and without beginning or end.
另一方面，它也意味着神的爱伴随着我们得救的生命进入到永生。
On the other hand, it also means that God's love accompanies our saved life into eternal life.
在约翰福音6:17，耶稣基督告诉我们：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们人有永生。”
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whoever believes in him shall not be perished and have eternal life.
这个境界，对不起，可能不在你们 script 上边哈。弟兄姐妹们，神的心意呢，他就是要爱我们，期望我们得到永生。
So, brothers and sisters, the heart of love, he loves us. He wants us to have this eternal life by him.
就像我们爱我们的儿女，我们也给他有一个期望一样。
It's equivalent for us to love our offspring and we give them a hope.
约翰福音10:28，这里也说：“我赐给他们的永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能把他们从我手里夺去。”这是神给我们的应许。
So in John 10, I give them eternal life, and may they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them out of my hand.
这是多么美好的应许！神就是要我们进入与他一起的同在，进入他的荣耀，进入他的永生。
So this is the most beautiful promise. God wants us to enter His presence, to enter His eternal life.
活在他的奇异恩典之中。
And we live in God's amazing grace.
而神期待我们的只有一件事情。
God only wants one thing from us.
就是要做出一个回应，就是相信耶稣，选择走永生的路。
And our response is to believe in Jesus and choose the path to eternal life.
因为这里讲，凡有一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父啊，父神，我们感谢你，感谢你今天赐这段伟大的经文给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thankful that you gave us this great message.
来思想你伟大的爱，你公义的爱，你怜悯的爱，你赦罪的爱，你救恩的爱。
So we're thinking about your love, your sacrificing love, your universal love, and your eternal love, and your giving love.
阿爸父神，求你把这样的爱刻在我们的心里，让我们能够深深体会，让我们活出这样的爱。
Abba Father, please let this love to be in our heart deeply, that we can show this love to the world, that we can live a life deserve this love.
父神，求你给我们能力，让我们有能力彰显这样的爱。
Dear Heavenly Father, please give us a ability that we can show the world this powerful love.
让我们能够有能力归荣耀给你。
That I can have the ability to glorify you.
我们这样祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.